conservative priorities and tax relief are stalled out in Austin, but the Texas House has managed to pass a massive new corporate welfare scheme. It's Friday, May 5th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for starting the end of your week with the Texas Minute. A family advocacy group is buying TV ads in the home district of House Speaker Dade Phelan. Coming up, we'll find out what they want done. But first, another Texas teacher has been accused of having an improper relationship with a student. This time, it's the athletics director of the Newman International Academy. The Newman International Academy is a public charter school system with 7 campuses in the DFW area. 34-year-old Alberto De La Cruz has been arrested and charged with a second-degree felony of improper relationship between educator and student. It's punishable by 2 to 20 years in prison. He's taught at the Academy's Gibbons Secondary School in Arlington for 7 years. Arlington police reportedly led the criminal investigation after campus officials received a report last week that De La Cruz was involved with a student. The charter schools issued a statement saying De La Cruz will not be returning to the Newman International Academy and that his conduct will be reported to the State Board of Educator Certification. As the legislative session enters its final weeks, Texas Scorecard's Brandon Walton has written an analysis of the perplexing problem of how legislation in the House can come back to life after being soundly defeated. Legislation put forward earlier this week by Democrat State Representative Lena Ortega of El Paso is a prime example. She wanted to allow El Paso County to impose an additional $10 fee on vehicle registrations. Her legislation originally failed to pass on a vote of 63-81. But just moments after the measure was voted down, a Republican named Tom Oliverson of Cypress gave notice of a motion to reconsider the vote. When Ortega's government-growing measure was brought back up again later that day, it passed by a vote of 84-57. It was dead, but then it was magically brought back to life. Here's how Walton describes it.
The main point to remember is this. When an issue is a priority for House leadership, they almost always have a way to move fast to get it done.
Meanwhile, a great many conservative priorities have yet to even be scheduled for a debate in the Texas House. The Texas Family Project has announced plans to spend $30,000 in television ads. Specifically, they're targeting the home district of House Speaker Dade Phelan for his refusal to move legislation designed to ban sexually explicit drag shows targeting children. Here's part of their ad.
Dade Phelan won't say he opposes drag queens grooming kids, and his allies are refusing to move the bill.
The Texas Senate passed a ban on these drag shows targeting children last month with bipartisan support. As an aside, the Texas House is scheduled to try again today to ban procedures leading to gender mutilation and sterilization of children. An attempt earlier this week was scuttled by a typo. Yes, seriously. The House will be debating Senate Bill 14, which is a priority of the Republican Party of Texas and family rights activists. It's opposed by left-wing transsexuals, pedophiles, and their enablers. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Did you know you can watch the Texas Legislature live? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There, you can find gavel-to-gavel coverage of the legislature, as well as all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like The Headline, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
More than two-thirds of the Texas House voted yesterday in favor of a new corporate welfare scheme operating on the backs of taxpayers. Only 11 Republicans voted against a measure that's been criticized as picking winners and losers. House Bill 5 by Republican State Representative Todd Hunter of Corpus Christi gives corporations taxpayer-funded property tax breaks ostensibly in exchange for the creation of local jobs. The measure is one of Republican House Speaker Dade Phelan's legislative priorities. The new giveaway is a successor to what had been known as the Chapter 313 program, named for the section of the state's tax code. That section and the program expired last year. It had been widely criticized for its heavy subsidization of unreliable energy producers such as wind and solar plants. Although Hunter says that House Bill 5 includes no explicit provisions for those energy producers to access the funds, critics note that there's no explicit prohibition either. State Representative Matt Schaefer, a Republican from Tyler, tried to strengthen that language with an amendment but was rebuffed by his colleagues. House Bill 5's future in the Senate is much less certain. While Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has said he's open to a plan that doesn't subsidize unreliable energy, it remains to be seen whether he'll be eager to pass one of Phelan's priorities while the Senate's priorities languish in the House. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Brandon Waltons, Aaron Anderson, Emily Wilkerson, and Sydney Henry. The Texas Minute was produced in the 1836 studios today by Luke Marshall. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.